Welcome to Brothers Uncovered.
Welcome, everybody.
We should definitely introduce ourselves.
Let's go Ash first.
Start with me, yeah?
Okay.
Ash. Oh, actually, no. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Ashley Banjo, MBE.
Sounds a bit sweaty, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it's not. I'm giving you a round of applause.
Yeah, you've earned it, mate.
That's well done.
Thank you,
leader of diversity.
Thank you.
I would say overachiever.
Creative genius.
Wow, you've never been this nice
judge,
to me.
Judge on Dancing on Ice.
Awkward.
Not anymore.
Cancelled.
So, yeah, got a bit...
Thank you, ITV.
It's not because of you, though.
Yeah. An official breakdown, yeah.
But I do like the fact that people will see you as leader of the group here. Your chair's not even in the middle. Oh, it's me.
And that is what I love. Let's just talk some nonsense and have some fun, boys. Okay. I love
it. We are three cogs in a beautiful machine.
In a beautiful machine.
It doesn't need to be worded like that. Should we introduce...
I'll see. Yes, Jordan Banjo.
Over to you. The happy one, as you can hear.
Always try.
Happy-go-lucky.
Ashley Banjo's brother.
Imagine being the younger brother to someone who is Dr. So-and-so MBE. It's not the easiest task.
Well, you've done pretty well.
But you're pretty cool, man. Firstly, say the funniest person I know.
You've lost a lot of weight since I've known you.
Doesn't feel relevant, but yeah.
No, but I'm trying to say you're one of the most successful yo-yo dieters I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. So-and-so MBE are your accolades, and mine is being the world's most successful yo-yo diet.
And maybe you got a loving family.
Do have
you
three kids.
You produce kids.
Wife.
You are very fruitful.
Not anymore. Another fun fact, I had a vasectomy.
He did have a vasectomy. He was sick of it.
Perry Kylie.
Let's go.
Sexy one.
Well, no. I would say the one from Diversity that everyone still thinks has a massive afro and glasses and has an age past 12.
Yeah, he's not a child.
I've just hit a second round of puberty, which I didn't know was a thing.
Okay.
No, legit.
What does that mean?
Well, I thought I was just a late bloomer and I thought I was done now because I've got like a bit of a tash and stuff.
Ooh.
Only recently started getting a little bit of a hairy chest.
Second wave.
Okay, he's also a radio presenter on Kiss Breakfast with Me. TikTok star.
Thank you very much.
Celebs Go Dating star.
Okay.
Yeah, eyesight scores are 2 out of 10.
Your eyes are getting worse, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are deteriorating.
It happens with puberty. They fade over time. The more hair on your chest, the worse your eyesight.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you go. We've introduced ourselves now. Ashley Jordan and Perry from Diversity of our very own podcast, Brothers Uncovered. Yes. Exciting stuff. We're doing this podcast because I feel like Ash said, not just because, you know, he hasn't got Dancing on Ice anymore, but more because... listen, it's nice to show a real side of ourselves, to actually have a platform where we can have a laugh, things we would talk about on the tour bus when we're off on tour with Diversity, right?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
The games we normally play, which is, of course, Would You Rather. I think every single person on earth with their mates plays Would You Rather. We've had some juicy ones in the past, enough that we thought we should start a podcast forum.
It's a good way to come to a decision, isn't it? That's,
100%.
That's what I like about
it. It's nice, concise.
That's it.
Ooh, okay. JK.
And that's what is the leader. Already back on the catchphrases. So I thought if we do a little oath,
yep,
we have to be honest and then we can't break it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right,
it's an oath.
Do an oath. I've made everyone a little cue card there.
This is one of the best things you've done.
Okay, well, no, first.
This is accurate.
No, you're taking the piss with this.
No.
No. Come on.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every Would You Rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
So I'm going to bring us a little bit of a story. We're going to discuss it. And then off the back of that, I'm going to give you a big Would You Rather.
Hit it.
Let's go.
All right, let's jump in. So there's this woman who has divorced her husband of 20 years because she's run off with a new partner who is an AI robot. I'm going to let that resonate with you for a little while.
Okay.
She's married for 20 years and she's given an interview basically saying, look, I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. I wanted a divorce. I wanted to leave my husband. That's fine.
That's not a normal thing.
Following up with, imagine being the husband here. Yeah, it's been 20 years and, you know, I've never been sexually satisfied with you. But this AI robot, it's not some huge multi-million pound machine that's from a film. No, it's just ChatGPT.
There's also those programs where people
keep thinking about it.
There's also those programs.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. I've seen shows before when people marry like roller coasters and tractors. And those things don't even speak. ChatGPT has got a little bit of game.
In a weird way, I'm like, I can't. You feel like you've connected with something, which I get.
But you're right. If he's telling you what you want to hear,
wait, and the
prompt.
You are telling me you can satisfy someone with words alone.
Tell that to William Shakespeare. he done exactly that. Didn't
so
he?
Next question: have you ever been satisfied by William Shakespeare?
Yes, is the answer. But legit, as a prompt, sex me in the style of William Shakespeare. That is.
I wonder what might that sound like?
Do it.
I'm not going to lie. I've actually got the chat GPT that you pay for as well. I've got
to do him.
All right, let me type it in.
So, what's the prompt here?
Sext me.
In the style of William Shakespeare.
Okay, here we go. As thou dost wish, prepare thy soul, sweet fire, for bolder strokes. Now match thy hot desire. Thy breasts, twin orbs, do challenge heaven's grace. Let mine own lips make pilgrimage their place. Thy thighs, those alabaster gates of vice, bid entrance, and I come not once, but twice.
Yeah!
Charlotte, I see what's going on.
Jesus.
I am satisfied.
Oh my gosh, tears of the inner thigh.
Okay, do you know what?
Sorry.
I was going to get to the would you rather at this point.
Sorry.
Here we go. Crazy. After experiencing that and knowing about Charlotte and her new chat GPT husband, I want you to put yourself in the position of the husband here.
Okay, go.
Would you rather be left for an actual person or be left for AI? Even though it's weird and like, wow, you must have been awful to get left for, you know, essentially a computer program. At the same time, I think, doesn't that just make her look a bit weird? Like, if my wife left
100%.
Me, do you know what I mean? It feels like it's more on her than on me.
Been William Shakespeare just did.
Yeah. Shakespeare!
You have to understand, right? AI, ChatGPT, it's a large language model made up of all of the knowledge, pretty much, of humans. Mm. So, like, you got to deep for a second. I'm not surprised he's got game.
So, are we actually all agreeing on this first
100%.
I think we are.
Yeah?
100%. Okay. Leave me for AI.
Leave me for AI. Fair dues.
We've actually got a would you rather from a celeb.
Oh, okay.
Which is really cool. Actually, we got two celebs
on
this
one.
Olivia Atwood and Pete Wicks.
Woo-hoo!
Legends. Let's have a listen.
Hi, boys. We've got one for you.
We have. We've gone in.
We're asking Ashley.
Yeah, this is specifically for Ashley.
Would you rather
be with Jordan's wife or Perry's girlfriend
for 48 hours? What are you doing that time?
You're doing that time is completely up to you. We are not insinuating anything. You can have as much fun or as little fun as you want. It's completely up to you. And it doesn't have to be sexual, Ashley, so don't think about it.
Hang on, Pete. Right. No one was assuming sexual, right?
I won't lie, my mind went straight to sexual. I'll be completely honest. And I don't like that thought at all.
No, in all seriousness, that is a really good question because you're... girlfriend and your wife are literally polar. I'd say they're polar opposites.
Yeah, they're quite different.
Mm. Nay, I mean,
Nay's my wife, Jordan's wife.
Yeah, so Naomi is Jordan's wife and Jess is Perry's girlfriend. So Jess is sort of very mild-mannered and soft and wouldn't really say like boo to a goose. Just really, really chill.
Okay.
Naomi.
Why have you made my wife sound like Vanessa from Gavin and Stacey? That's what's done here. What the hell?
Mild-mannered
and kind.
Listen. Nay's mild-mannered, but you switch that thing in Nay. Nay's fiery. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to mess with Nay, right? Yeah, so I'm saying fiery. Look, do you know what? Let me cut to the chase. Jess likes me, Naomi doesn't, all right? Let me just be plain about this.
That's
let me be honest.
True.
Yeah. Jess would be polite to me and she would suffer me for 48 hours. Mm. Nay, an hour in, I'd be called every name under the sun. Yeah. And, you know, like, I'll tell you what. Let's put it to the test, yeah?
Okay, go on.
Get out your phones.
Yeah.
And I want you to ask them a question, about me. Oh. And let's see what they say.
What is the question?
The question could be, Ashley's thinking about coming to World Holiday first.
For 48 hours. Yeah.
How'd you feel about it?
Okay.
Yeah, let's see what they say. I'll base my answer for their response. Is that fair enough?
I've sent. You're still typing, because I thought I was slow.
See, look, you've got to give it context,
Yeah, I've got to give it context.
He's asking ChatGPT.
Yeah.
How do I say this?
Okay, cool, I've sent it.
All right, so let's see what they say.
Flipping up, you read it.
She's read it.
No,
Jess hasn't read mine.
No, she's already read it.
I think Jess is going to be...
Jesus
she's
Christ,
typing.
Nay's already typing.
Yeah,
she's
Jess typing.
Are they typing?
All right. Oh, my God. I think she's going to be quite open to this, you know. The first response from Jess is the whole trip 48 hours or does he leave after 48 hours?
Yeah, fair enough.
Wait, what is that? What's the deal? Is it the whole trip?
Whole trip.
Okay, she has said, first of all, does it have to be 48 hours because you're kind of annoying? But we're here now, so I reckon for a holiday, we could go down to the yard and you can muck out all the horses.
See, look.
My wife rides horses. Then I can ride my horse, and I know that one of your dreams is to learn to ride, so I will teach you as well. You did say you want to learn to ride a horse. And she said, and that makes me the best sister-in-law ever. I love that for you. You're welcome.
Right. Now, if that doesn't summarise Nay, she knows something about me. She listens. She cares. But with the other hand, She questions whether I need to come and then wants to make me work for her.
Yes.
That,
yeah, that's
right
so
there.
True. That's
that
so
is
true.
Naomi.
Now you respond
I love her. I love her with my whole heart. That is Naomi. What did Jess say, Pat?
Jess said, only if he's not weird and doesn't do that three-way hug thing.
What's a three-way hug?
Well, whenever Jess and Pell hug it, I just get involved. I get involved.
Yeah, you should really.
You should stop that.
Yeah,
man.
Bro, you should look into that, man. That's,
it sounds worse than it is. Yeah.
All right, so pick one.
Jess just baited me out, so I'm going to go with May.
I'm actually really happy about it.
I do want to learn to ride.
There we go.
So Naomi.
And once again, you should really learn to word your answers.
No, that's not what.
Learn to ride a horse.
That's not what I meant.
Okay. Well, that's how it sounded, buddy. So. There you go. We're brothers, but we don't share everything.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Brothers uncovered.
Yeah, that's enough.
No. I think everyone listening deserves to really get to know us. So okay. I've decided to do something I'm calling the interrogation, where you need to answer, would you rathers, but quickfire. No thinking, just pure instinctive response.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Perry, you are in the hot seat and you have to answer straight away.
As quick as I can.
Do you understand the rules?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Would you rather have to remember your most cringe memory ever or relive it once and then it's wiped from your memory?
Relive it once.
Would you rather be able to speak every language or be able to speak to any animal?
Any animal, easy. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Would you rather look like your 17-year-old self for the rest of your life or talk like your 5-year-old self for the rest of your life?
Talk like my 5-year-old self.
Whoa. Would you rather be famous for doing something really embarrassing or for doing something really controversial?
Don't get cancelled.
Go.
Controversial.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So would you rather have a dog with human hands or a cat with a human face?
Dog, human hands.
100%.
Yeah, hands are useful.
Yeah, man, it's got to be.
Right.
Are we going to move past what you just said?
What?
Hands are useful.
Right. Hands are useful, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, imagine the amount of extra things your dog could do with hands.
It's so true. They can make.
I don't want to be on this pod. I've already decided I don't want
to
be on
this
pod.
Listen to me. Put the rubbish in the bin.
Yeah, that's so true.
Clear up after it. So what were you thinking?
So you aren't saying you would relive a cringe memory rather than remember it for the rest of your life. Any memory in particular that you go, oh, that's like the real, real cringe memory I never want to...
I get that feeling every day, really.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Firstly...
Oh, Downing Street.
I went down in the street.
Okay. This is why I want to get rid of that memory. Because it's living on through...
Song that I've just made.
For assholes like Jordan and Nash.
Wait, for people that don't know, just briefly explain.
I don't know, what year would this been? 20...
It was in 2009.
We just won Britain's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. We were asked to perform and be the first ever performance on Downing Street. Of course, crazy opportunity. Had to say yes. It happened to be the one performance that I would fall on my head.
On concrete.
Jordan.
In front
concrete.
Of the world's media.
In front of the world's
media. It went global.
The video's still online.
Have a look if you want. Yeah. Diversity Downing Street or Perry Kylie falls on head.
Tag us out, brothers on cover.
Yeah, yes, please there. Do.
I would say it was probably a week or two after it happened. We would go shopping. We'd go into the Apple shop. And they would get it up on YouTube on every screen and just play it out for passers-by and for me.
Yeah, it's really
funny. Wait, whose back did you jump off again?
Yours.
But who picked you up at the end and gave you a cuddle?
Gordon Brown.
No, yeah, it was. It was me and then Gordon Brown.
It was Gordon Brown, yeah. Wait, and also, just more about your personal life. You said that you'd rather speak like your 5-year-old self than look like your 17-year-old self.
But the problem is, looking like his 17-year-old self, he looks 5.
That's the issue.
You were a late bloomer.
Late bloomer. Yeah,
super late bloomer.
Yeah. I probably didn't grow until I was like 21.
21. Yeah, you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, that shows your age. That's the oldest meme I've ever heard.
Well, did he say 21?
He said 21.
Yeah, Ash, mate.
We need to cut that. It's episode one. We're not doing old memes.
21?
No, Ash, seriously. Like, you're giving cringe millennial when you do that.
Wait. Listen.
No, you can't bring it back. He's even stroking the back
of his
head.
Wait. 21. That's a sick meme.
Oh, my
And that's another sentence that no one says.
Exactly.
That's a sick meme.
That's a well good meme.
Wait, that sounds like,
I love this record.
You've actually thrown me completely. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, let's move on. Pell, well done, right, mate. You handled the interrogation quite well.
Thank you.
Now, of course, this is called Brothers Uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
We are dealing with would you rathers. The same thing that led us to this podcast was because when we're together, the diversity tour bus, when we just cheat, could be at rehearsals, any time spent together will lead on to some sort of conversation of, oh, would you rather do this? Would you rather do that?
And they end in big debates.
Yeah, they end in massive debates. I feel like every friendship group, you will have a good would you rather? So this is your opportunity. If you do have one, send it in to us. Mm. We will end that debate for you right here and now on our podcast. So get at us at Brothers Uncovered. Send us your best would you rathers. We've got one for our first week from Adam.
Jordan, Perry, Ashley, I've got a question for you. So would you rather have a toilet that cries every time you use it or a toilet that demands more every time you use it?
Okay, if that's the sort of would you rather you're having debates with, I'll take a look at your friendship group for a start. I would definitely do that.
Or maybe they're plumbers.
Maybe they are plumbers. Mate, if Adam is a plumber and that's what him and his mates are getting up to on the site.
I like that.
Legends.
There is no good ending to this would you rather. It feels like a lose-lose, really.
It's a lose-lose. Yeah.
Because you've either got a toilet that's really sort of resentful when you go in there.
Yeah.
Or you've got one that's, you know, like, oh, yeah, like that's...
Sorry?
Right. I hear you. It's all about context.
Mm. No, it's not.
He said a toilet that asks for more. So that could be like, give us more, mate. Or it could be more.
Okay. I think that one was worse than mine.
And is the cry like an upset?
I think it's more like, I'm just a bit fed up. I'm a bit fed up with it. Not like sobbing crying. That's a bit weird. I think I'd rather it be a bit aggressive to me.
You would let your toilet dominate you, is what you're saying.
Okay, guys. Listen.
Do you want
to be dominated by your toilet?
And this is why I don't like you two. Because now, no matter what I say, it sounds like I want to
be dominated.
Right,
you want to be dominated by your toilet. We know where you stand.
I want to be dominated by the toilet.
Perfect.
Okay.
You should seek therapy as well. it's clearly a deep.
You're as bad as Adam.
Do you know what? I'm going to stand with you all, though. I'm going to say I'd rather it ask for more.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go the opposite.
Yeah, but I don't want to leave the bathroom sad either.
Okay, you know what?
All right, let's move on.
We've got our answers.
Yeah, we've got our answers.
It's been a solid first episode.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time to bring it to an end.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And that brings me so nicely into something I've wanted to say for a very long time. Mm-hmm. It is time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
I know you wanted to make a play on Ashley Banjo MBE, which I think is cool.
Yeah. That's not how you do it.
I just don't know if screaming massive big end to end the podcast was the way to go about it. But thank you for the enthusiasm.
Saying it out loud,
you realise,
it sounded different than it did on paper.
And now you're saying from the microphone.
Do you know what? Yeah. Tell us what you mean by it, and then we can maybe reword it at some point.
One thing I've learned from this podcast so far, boys, is commit. So are you ready for Ashley Banjo's massive big end?
Yes.
I don't wanna keep...
Do you want Ashley Banjo's massive big end?
Remember, he doesn't like being dominated.
At this point, I want my...
Do you want it?
I want this podcast to end rapidly, so yes.
But we want it. Hold my hand, Joel.
Come on, you want it?
We want it.
Repeat after me. We want it. We want Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
We want Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Yeah. Perry actually grabbed my legs as he said that as well.
Well, if you're ready for it...
Yep, give it to us.
This episode's massive big end is for my little brother.
And what is this massive big end?
So the massive big end is all about me presenting one of you with a would you rather, and you just have to choose. Simple as that.
But when you say choose, something you actually have to do.
Something you have to do, but not only have to do, you have to do right now. So are you ready for it?
Jordan Banjo.
Now up for a challenge. Let's go.
You ready?
Let's do it.
So we're going to start strong. I'm saying it now.
First step and all that.
Let's go big. Jordan Myra Banjo.
Yeah.
Would you rather immediately get a tattoo of the Brothers Uncovered logo before you know if the pod is going to be a success?
Based on this, I imagine probably not. So,
Probably not.
As in, go right now.
Okay, and we'll go and get a tattoo.
My heart's beating. Sick. Because what's the thing we'll turn into a tattoo?
Or would you rather hold this snake for 30 seconds?
No!
Real talk, I'm being dead serious, Pete.
I'm a be serious too. I think we have to be like quiet here.
No, brother, it's literally staring at me for a start.
My
heart is literally...
We've got the head up here.
And very quickly, the challenge is for Jules to hold that.
Right, so Jules, would you hold that?
I'm being serious, yeah?
I'm actually having a hug.
Sorry, what's your name, mate? Snake Man? Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Tom, I mean this with all due respect, dude. Like, you're a way braver guy than me. That is mental.
That's your deepest, darkest phobia.
It's about 6 foot.
What snake is it?
Boa constrictor.
That's the one that strangles you and kills you. It's tongue.
Can we move a bit closer to it?
No, Tom, seriously, mate. Ash, please don't.
Mate, he's looking
You're at me. Nervous. I'm going to be
Wait,
honest.
Wait, Joe, I feel like we should conquer our fears.
Conquer away. I would honestly rather get an insane amount of tattoos. I can't hold that snake.
Yeah, but you're saying you get the Brothers Uncovered logo tattooed
100%.
In a placement of our choice.
Listen to me. Not a placement of your choice. No. I will leave now.
Can we get a bit closer to him?
Yeah. Okay, you may crack on.
Wait, can we
brand new episode every single Friday.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Ash is going to hold it.
Okay, you do that. Rayo, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Brothers Uncovered every single week. Make sure you follow us on socials. I am leaving. No way, brother. You dumb. I'm getting a tattoo. I'm off to the tattoo shop. Enjoy. I'm gone. I'm done. Safe. Right.
Yeah, Joel, come away. Oh, bro, get off. You sure you don't want to do it?
Get the hell away from me. This was a Rayo Original Podcast.